Why do you find cold calling a challenge? In the introduction, we mentioned that cold calling as a marketing tool is effective, but is one that many people dread or try to avoid. When cold calling, you are potentially setting yourself up for rejection. And unfortunately, cold calling does involve people rejecting your call, business, or idea. However, changing your mindset slightly, it is possible to approach cold calling in a more positive way. Before I was an opera singer, I worked in a computer software house, which folded at the beginning of the 1990s. One of my colleagues, Jeff, was the sales director, and he was made redundant alongside the rest of the workforce. I met Jeff 18 months later, and incredibly, he had cold called hundreds of software companies in the hope of gaining employment at director level. Despite being in the middle of a recession, he had been invited for interviews, preparing presentations, and then being rejected. He was aware that these companies were possibly using his ideas in presentations as free consultancy. Jeff had reached the point where he was remortgaging his property in order to survive financially. Yet Jeff did not give up. Jeff had decided to play the number game, which salespeople are familiar with. The idea that the more times you ask, the more likely you are to get a positive result. He was fully aware that rejection was part of the game, but ultimately he knew that he would get the prize of a job. He was able to distance himself from rejection, taking it personally, because his target was to get the job. Jeff could have set his sights lower, in a managerial role, for example, but he aimed high and wasn't frightened to ask for directorships when these opportunities were scarce. He was also very direct about the type of job he wanted, so he didn't dither, but was very clear about the position. So, what do we learn from Jeff's story? Do not take rejection from a cold call personally. Instead, focus on the target you have set. The more you ask, the more likely you are to get a result. Be very clear in your spoken message to a caller. If you're rejected, dust yourself down and move on to the next call or target. It is always good to identify your fears with regards to cold calling. What is the nightmare situation you envisage by calling? First of all, that the person you call is busy, you're calling at a busy time or interrupting them. The services you offer are of no interest to them. You've contacted the wrong person who is not a decision maker, or that you get flustered and sound silly on the phone. Are you able to identify any other fears? So how can we prevent any of these scenarios? First of all, ask if this is a good time to call, and if necessary, suggest you call it another time. Remember to note this down in your records. Make sure you are calling people that would be genuinely interested in your services. We cover this in the preparation section. But as someone that doesn't own a car, I'm surprised at the number of calls I receive for car insurance. Thirdly, do your homework, and finding the name of the decision maker means that any call you make is invaluable. Again, this is covered later in the course. Number four, plan what you're going to say, whether it is to offer to send information about your service, to arrange a meeting, or free sample. Writing a brief script for this is a useful preparation. And finally, learn to prepare yourself mentally. Relax yourself before cold calling. We cover this later. Also, the Make an Impact with Your Voice CD, available from the Executive Voice website, has some relaxation exercises. Occasionally, you will not be able to control the worst nightmare scenarios. Sadly, there are occasions when the person at the other end of the phone is a grumpy person or worse. But if it's someone you're potentially wanting to develop a relationship with, don't lose your cool. If they're just not interested, acknowledge that you have done your very best with that call and move on to the next one. If the person snaps at you, apologise and arrange to call at a more convenient time. If the person you call appears to be getting fed up with you calling them, apologise and say that you will call them in 2 months. Update your record so that you give this call or lead a break. Remember that keeping call, even if the other person is getting angry, is the key. You don't want to react in a negative way. There's nothing worse than your company getting a reputation, however undeserving, of being rude. The world is small, and there have been serendipity moments when people who are rude on the phone to me have been at the same event. Had they been more courteous, I might have wanted to talk to them. Whatever happens, no one is going to get physically hurt. No one is going to die or lose their home. Whilst rejection and people being rude on the phone can be hurtful, it's only temporary and it won't harm you. Exercise. It is invaluable to identify your nightmare cold calling situations and worries. Write down and discuss these situations with trusted friends and colleagues and try to get these into perspective. What have you learnt from these situations? Would you have approached these situations differently? How might you make more of the situation in future? For example, suggesting you call it a different time, putting it down to experience, wording the call differently.